نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Now we are at سورة النازعات. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنازعات غرقا والناشطات نشطا والسابحات سبحا فالسابقات سبقا فالمدبرات امرا. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. As I mentioned before also, five surahs of the Quran start with this style. وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفًّا, that was the first. Then وَالزَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوًا, that was the second. وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفًا, that was the third. This is the fourth. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا, and the final and fifth will be وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا. Just as you may remember, 29 surahs of the Quran start with hurufe muqatta'at, letters which are pronounced separately. Three with one, noon, qaf, sad, and so on. In total, 29 surahs, they begin with hurufe muqatta'at. Five start like this. So there are various forms in which the surahs begin. Regarding the first and this fourth, there is consensus that here angels are mentioned. وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفًّا, that surah contains an intrinsic proof also that there the angels have been mentioned. Here also there is consensus in Nazi'at that these are the angels. And the final one, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ, about that also there is no difference of opinion. But you know, in between two, Zariyat and Mursalat, about the oaths of these two surahs, there are many opinions. But here it is absolutely agreed. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا, by the angels who tear the souls of the wicked forcibly. غَرْقًا, the angel dive deep into the human being and then tears off the soul when it is dying. And this is for the kuffar, because their souls, when they are taken and possessed by the angels, it is as if they are being torn, you know. But for the Muslims, for the believers, when nashitatu nashtan, by the angels who untie gently the souls of the virtuous and the righteous. You know, they very ease, you know. So that is the difference between how an unbeliever dies and how a mu'min dies. The Prophet said that the death of an unbeliever is like there's a hot rod on which there is kebab, you know, and you are just pulling the kebab off that hot rod. But as for the mu'mins, believers, as if there was some bag of water, and only a drop comes out of it. That's all. Easily. There's no difficulty for them. But this is the inner aspect. Outwardly, there might be, even the believers when they die, they might face hard times. For those who see, they might feel that they are having a very hard time. Because we know that even the Prophet ﷺ, at the time of death, he had much of, you know, stress and he was in pain, agony, very severe headache, and all these things were there. So one is the external aspect, which is visible to the people. Other is the internal aspect. When, you know, the soul is taken away from that body, so the condition of the disbelievers is different from that of the believers. وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا, then taking possession of the souls of these people by the angels, who then float swimmingly, they are going, taking away the souls. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقًا, then they go racing with one another, they compete, I will go further, and the other is competing, no, I'll go first. فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا, and then they ordain the decreed affair that has been Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. That is where to take this soul, either towards Illiyin or towards Sijjin, that we shall learn inshallah in Suratul Mutaffifin. But according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these angels take these souls to their destinations. Now after these five ayat of oaths, Muqsam alayh, on what these oaths have been taken, it is not mentioned. It is understood, and that is, إِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعِ إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقِ. Just as we found in Surah Zariyat, in the Sirve Mursalat, so there, you know, we find this Muqsam alayh, or what this oath Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking, that is, إِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعِ إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقٌ وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعِ. Whatever is being promised to you is absolutely true, it will happen, and the day of recompense, day of judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely coming, so there is no doubt in it. يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةُ وَتَسْبَعُهَا الرَّاتِفَةُ. Upon the day when the shaking thing will shake, and then after it, there will follow a next blast. These refer to two blowings of the trumpets. The first day, that is As-Sa'ah, when the trumpet will be blown, the earth and the mountains will shake like anything. Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqoo rabbakum inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azeem. An earthquake, a quaking, a shaking, a terrible shaking. But after some time, then there will be Yawmul Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. It will be followed by the second blowing of the trumpet, when all will be revived. So these are the two. And we have read it in Surah Zumar also. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. So these two blowings of the trumpet. قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ. Many a heart on that day will be throbbing in fear. Absaruha khashia. Their glances, their eyes will be downcast. Yaquluna inna lamarduduna fil hafira. That will be the picture of the day of judgment, of the day of the recompense. But today what they are saying? Yaqulun. Today they are saying, inna lamarduduna fil hafira. Are we indeed to be restored to our former state? Shall we be resurrected? Then we die and we become bones and clay and dust. Aiza kunna izaman nakhira. What? When we shall have become bones, decayed? Qalu tilka izan karratun khasira. They say that would then be a losing return. This is a taunting. You know, now okay, yes, as Muhammad is saying, if we are returned, definitely then it is going to be a very losing return. We will be in loss. But they were not believing in it. فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدًا. But it shall only be a frightening shout. Zajra. Frightening. فَإِذَا إِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدًا فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةٌ. And behold, they shall all appear on the gathering plain, the Maidan-e-Hashr, the plain on which all human souls will be gathered. Halat aaka hadith of Musa. Has the story of Musa come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is nadahu rabbuhu bilwadi al-muqaddas Tuwa? Just recall, when his Lord called him in the sacred valley of Tuwa. Now this has come many a times and in details. Here in the small surahs, this mention is very brief. اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ. Go to Fir'aun. Surely, he has exceeded all limits. فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَزَكَّىٰ. And say to him, would you like to be purified? Would you like your soul to be purified? وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَىٰ. And may I guide you to your Lord so that you have his fear? فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَىٰ. Then he showed him the biggest sign, the miracle, the staff turning into a serpent. Fakazzaba wa'asa. But what happened? He belied and disobeyed. Summa adbara yas'a. Then he turned back hastily, striving to defeat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, gathering the sorcerers, magicians, so that there should be, you know, a competition between the two, so that it is proved that Musa is nothing but a sorcerer or a magician and nothing else. So he tried his best. Fahashara fanada. Then he gathered the people and cried out. Nada. He cried out and shouted. And he said, Fakal, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am your Lord, the Most High. This is very important, and we have read it before also, that he said, Alaysa li mulku Misr. Is not the kingdom of Egypt under me? I am the monarch. I am the sovereign. وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. All this irrigation system is under my control. So this is the political sovereignty, which he is saying that I am Lord. So this aspect of Tawheed we have discussed in full. That Tawheed, on the one hand, Tawheed of creed, Tawheed fil aqeedah. On the other hand, Tawheed fil amal, Tawheed in practice. And in practice, you know, if somebody is following his wishes and desires and lusts and contravening the laws of Sharia, then he has made his nafs his God, his Allah. Araayata man ittakhadha ilahahu hawahu. Have you seen that person who has made his own lust and desire his God, his Allah? And the highest form is the claim to sovereignty. Whosoever claims to be sovereign is claiming to be equal to God or God. So this was his claim. I am your Lord Most High. فَأَخَذَ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَىٰ. So Allah seized him with his punishment of the hereafter as well as the present. He was seized and drowned with his armies. This was the punishment of here, of this world. And then the punishment of the hereafter is the fire of the hell. So these both punishments. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْعِبْرَةَ لِمَنْ يَخْشَىٰ. Surely in that is a lesson for him who fears. Whosoever has fear of Allah in his heart, then this story of Moses and Fir'aun, there is a lesson in it for them. أَنْتُمَ شَدُّ خَلْقَنَ مِنْ السَّبَعَ وَبَنَاهَا. Are you more difficult to be created? Or the heaven that he has built? When man thinks that it is difficult, it's impossible, how we can be resurrected, what does it mean? They think that the creation of man is greater, harder, more difficult. For that Allah who has created the heavens. Antum ashaddu khalqan. Are you more difficult to create? Amis sama, or the heaven. Banaha. He built it. Rafa'a samkaha fasawaha. He raised up high its canopy and then perfected it and balanced it. وَأَغْتَشَ لَيْلَهَا وَأَخْرَجَ دُحَاهَا. And he darkened its night and brought out its bright morning. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا. And after that, he spread out the earth. أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا. He brought out therefrom its water and its grazing grounds. Everything coming from this earth. We dig a well and take out water from the earth. The tube well is going down and water is gushing out. In the same way, all these pastures, all these gardens, all this vegetation is from the earth. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا. And the mountains, he fixed them firmly. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِيَنْعَامِكُمْ. Note this ayah. This ayah will be repeated in the next surah also. Because this surah and the next surah, Abbas, they are in the form of a pair. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِيَنْعَامِكُمْ. All this is a provision for you and your cattle. Faizajati Tammatul Kubra. So when that great calamity will come, that is As-Sa'ah, Yawma Yatazakkarul Insanu Ma-Sa'ah, that day man will remember and recall what he strived for, what he worked for throughout his life, what was his goals. So actually that day he will recall. Yawma Yatazakkarul Insanu Ma-Sa'ah, I spent my life in what pursuits? For gaining what? Burrizatil Jahimu Liman Yara. And the hellfire will be made evident for whosoever sees it. Famma man tagha. So whosoever exceeded the bounds specified by the Lord, bounds of the Sharia, bounds of the divine law, wa asar al hayat ad dunya, and preferred the life of this world. Fa innal jahima hil mawa, surely then the fire of hell shall be his abode. Now these two things. Fa amma man tagha. You know, in pursuit of our passions, emotions, our desires, our lusts, this worldly lusts, and so on and so forth, we cross the limits of the Sharia. We cross the limits of halal and haram. And number two, we prefer this life to the life of the hereafter. Now, one thing is that you deny that there is no life hereafter, no resurrection. That is kufr of a very high degree. But even if you say, I believe in it, but your attitude in this world is showing that you have preferred this life to that. You are working more for this life than that. You attach more importance to the comforts and gains of this life than that of the hereafter. So this is what is said here. وَآسَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And whosoever prefers this life of this world, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْبَاوَى, surely his abode will be the hellfire. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. On the contrary, the one who kept fearing and shivering with the idea that one day he will have to stand before his Lord for questioning, for reckoning, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and he restrained his baser self, the animal instincts, from the desires and mean and lusts and desires of this world. So these are again two. There was two things. Amma man tagha wa asar al hayat ad dunya fa innal jahima hiya al mawa. As against that, two things. Wa amma man khafa maqama rabbihi. Whosoever was fearful that one day he will have to face his Lord, stand before him for the questioning. And as a result of that, wa nahan nafsa anil hawa, he pulled the reins of his id or libido from all the things which are forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَى. For such people, the garden is going to be the abode. يَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. But these people, they are asking you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about that hour, that when it will come to pass, when they had no other argument, the last thing, you know, they should say, okay, when will it happen? Tell us. Or bring that chastisement. But here Allah says, يَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. They are asking you, questioning you, about that hour, when it will come to pass. فِيمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا. What concern to you of its declaration? You have no connection with that. This is with us. We shall decide, and we know it. It's not your job to tell people when it will come. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ مُنْتَهَاهَا. To your Lord is the goal thereof, or it concerns only your Lord. Only He knows when that hour will come. Innama anta munziru man yakhshah. Your position, your duty, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is only to warn those who fear it. If they have some fears in their hearts, well, that fear will increase. They will be motivated to take to the right path. So that is your duty, that's your job. Kaannahum yawma yarawnaha lam yalbasu illa ashiyatan aw duhaha. The day they see it, it shall be as if they had but lived in this world for only one evening, or in addition a morning or more. And that's all. All this life, it might have been 80 years, 90 years, 70 years, but it will appear to be an evening, or maybe also the following morning. Now we come to Surah Abbas. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Abasa wa tawalla. He, that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, frowned and turned aside. Anjahul a'ma. Because there came to him the blind man. Now the incident in the background is that once the Prophet was busy talking to the chiefs of Quraysh. Important people, noble. As we have read many a times, he had more attention towards them. Because if they accept Iman and Islam, then you know Islam would be strengthened. And also the plight and condition of the downtrodden Muslims, the slaves, etc., could be better. If these people who have a high position in the society, if they come in the fold of Islam. So that was only the only cause for which the Prophet used to pay attention to them. But it so happened when he was busy, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was first cousin of Hazrat Khadija, radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he was a blind person. He came, and he wanted to address the Prophet. He wanted that the Prophet should listen to him. So the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, felt it. He didn't like it. I'm busy here, and he wants my attention. But because he was blind, he couldn't see the situation. He again tried to address him. On that, there were turns on the forehead of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, frowning. So, for displeasure, the sign of displeasure appeared on his face. He, the Prophet, frowned and turned aside. He didn't turn towards Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum, but his attention was diverted toward the same chiefs. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى. And how could you realize that it might be that he might have purified himself? Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum, he is coming to you, he wants to talk to you. It was just possible that your giving attention to him would have purified him. أَوْ يَزَّكَّرُ. Or he might have got some admonition, some reminding. فَتَنْفَعُ الزِّكْرَى. And the admonition might have profited him. Amma man istaghna. As for those who is not paying any heed to you, fanta lahu tasadda. You are attending to them very attentively. Wama alayka la yazzakka. And there's no blame on you if they are not purifying themselves. You are not responsible for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to question you. Why didn't they accept your message? Well, the responsibility is theirs. But they are not paying attention. They show there's no inclination whatsoever. But you are trying and trying and trying. Wamma man jaaka yasa. And who comes to you running eagerly? He wants to benefit from your company, from your talk, from conversation that he can have with you. Bahuwa yaksha. And he has a fear of Allah in his heart. فَأَنْتَ عَنْهُ تَلَحَا. To him you pay no heed. كَلَّا. Don't do this. Don't take to this attitude. إِنَّهَا تَذْكِرَا. Verily this Quran is only an admonition and reminding. فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَا. So whosoever wants, let him be reminded. Let him be admonished. Let him remember. Fi suhufin mukarramatin. These ayat over here, the majesty of Quran, it is described here, as we have seen, innahu la Quranun kareem fi kitabim maknoon, la yamassuhu illa al-mutahharoon. If you recall, in Surah Al-Waqia, then we had, innahu fi ummil kitab ladayna la aliyun hakeem. In the same way here, you know. Fi sohfim mukarramatin. This Quran is inscribed in records which are greatly honored. Marfu'atin mutahharatin. Exalted. Kept pure and holy. Bi'aydi safaratin. In the hands of the writers. And who are those writers? Kiramim barara. The angels who are noble and virtuous. So this is the situation. This is the position of this Quran. You don't, you know, don't, so to say, dishonor it by offering in this way. And, you know, so to say, you are running behind these rich people and the chiefs, taking Quran with in your hand or presenting to them Quran. Quran is a very honorable thing. So whosoever wants, okay, he has the right that this message should be conveyed to him. But whosoever feels no interest, no inclination, let him go where he goes. قَتَلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَهُ. How ungrateful is he? مِنْ أَيِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ. Of what thing, out of what, did he create him? He never thinks. مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Out of a sperm drop. خَلَقَهُ فَقَدَّرَهُ. He created it from that. And then molded him in proper proportions. ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ. Then made the way easy for him. The way, what does it mean? Maybe the process of birth. Coming out of the womb of the mother into this world. Breathing in this atmosphere. This is also a very difficult way, but Allah makes it easy. Then, you know, passing through this world, there are difficulties. We shall read, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. But a man is accustomed to it, and then, you know, he passes the whole life. ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ. ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ. Then he made him die. فَأَقْبَرَهُ. And got him buried. ثُمَّ إِذَا شَاءَ أَنْشَرَهُ. And after that, whenever he wills, he shall raise him. Now the former things, which one of those were easy? Creating a man out of a sperm drop, was it an easy job? This birth, do you think it's an easy process? How Allah has, you know, made it easy? Then everything that is going on before your eyes, each thing is very difficult, if you think. Only because you see them day and night. So you think you take them for granted. But if you think and ponder, everything is very great. And everything is a symbol of Allah's omnipotence. That He has all authority and all power. ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَكْبَرَهُ ثُمَّ إِذَا شَاءَ أَنْشَرَهُ. It's the second step, that's all. كَلَّا لَمَّا يَقْضِ مَا أَمَرَهُ. No, but man has not fulfilled what his Lord has commanded him. The Lord has commanded, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And we made the covenant before coming into this world. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. But man does not fulfill the covenant. He does not fulfill what God commands him. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. Once before, the attention to your own creation. Now look to the food that you eat. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. Let this man look at his food. Anna sababna al-ma sabban. It is we who poured down water abundantly. Who brought down the rain? Ourselves. Summa shaqaqna al-arda shaqqa. Then we splitted the earth in clefts. Fambatna fiha habba. And then we made the grain to grow. Wa inaban wa qadba. And the grapes and the palm trees. وَعِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا. And the grapes and vegetables. وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا. And the olive trees and the palm trees. وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبًا. And walled gardens of dense growth. وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبًّا. And all sorts of fruits and fodder. مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. Again that ayah repeated. And all this is a provision for you and for your cattle. فَإِذَا جَاتِ الصَّاخَّةِ. Again compare. There was Faiza Jati Tammatul Kubra in Suratul Nasiat. And here it is, Faiza Jati Sakh. Then when the deafening cry will come out, Yawma Yafirul Maru Min Akhi, on that day, man will run away from his brother. Wa Ummihi Wa Abi, and his mother and his father. Wa Sahibatihi Wa Bani, and from his wife and his children. لِكُلِّ امْرَئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَ اِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Every one of them that day shall have enough concern of his own to make him indifferent or unmindful of others. This is what we call in some of the tradition, nafsi, nafsi. Everybody will be thinking about himself. And we have read in Suratul Ma'arij, يُبَصْرُونَهُمْ يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُوْوِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. Take all humanity, put it in hell, please save me anyhow. This will be the condition. But we should think here. We have beloveds, sons, daughters, wives, husbands, parents. And for them, for pleasing them, we do wrong things. We earn through prohibited means. For them, to provide for them a better living, to provide a better education for the children. We indulge in all things, in riba, so that they can have more comfortable, big mansion to live. Okay, go and have. In mortgage, have a house. But on that day, you will be thinking about your own self. What should be our attitude here? Here also we should first of all think of our own salvation. Then the salvation of others. But there is circle. First of all, you own who anfusakum. وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, and also your family. Then, وَأَنْزِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, then a broader circle, your relatives, your kith and kin, then your nation, maybe your tribe, then the all mankind. But this should go in this sequence. Not that you are going and, you know, and calling others to the deen of Allah and forgetting your own family. You don't think where they are going. And you are living happily with them. Although their direction is absolutely opposite to the direction of deen. But still your instinctive love for them, that is there. So what will happen? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Now again we have here a picture of the day of resurrection as we had in Suratul Qiyamah. In the same way, wujuhun yawmaizim musfira. Many faces on that day shall be beaming, shining, glittering, glaring. Zahikatum mustabshira. Laughing, rejoicing. People who believed, and because every nafs, every soul would be knowing where it stands. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. Although it has not been declared, but they know it. What is going to be declared for us? So those who are going to be successful, declared successful, already on their faces, you find, you know, those signs of success. Wa wujuhun yawmaizin alayha ghabara. Many faces on that day shall have dust upon this. تَرْحَقُهَا قَتَرَا. Darkness will be overspread over them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَا. Those, they will be the disbelievers and the miscreants. Now, a pair of two surahs, Suratul Takwir, Suratul Infitar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. This surah is very peculiar, that the scene of the As-sa'ah. What will be happening, you know? What will be the turmoil, the kafiyat of that turmoil on that day? Idha shamsu kuwirat. When the sun will be wrapped up. Wa idha nujum unkadarat. And when the stars will fall and lose their luster. Wa idha al-jabal suyirat. And when the mountains will be made to move. Wa idha al-ishar uqtilat. And when the 10 months pregnant she camels will be running here and there without being taken care of. You know, 10 months pregnant she camel was a very valuable thing for the Arab Bedouin. But no, today, that day, nobody will have any thought of that she camel. Waizal wuhush hushirat. And when the beasts were be herded together, that they will be, that even the beasts, they will forget that their function is to prey and kill and eat. No, no. They'll be standing. As a stunned, they will be herded together. Waizal bihar usujjirat. And when the seas will boil and swell, waizal nufus uzuvijat. And when the souls will be reunited. But the interpretation of this reunion of souls, we have two opinions. One is from Akrama and Hasan Basri, rahimahumullah. That is, they will be reunited with their bodies. When we die, our souls are separated from our bodies. The bodies go to the earth, decays. But now on the resurrection, these souls are united again with the bodies. These bodies will be new. New bodies will be given, and now the souls will be reunited. Just as in the wombs of the mother, after 4 months, that soul, that spirit is brought by the angel and united with the embryo in the womb of the mother. In the same way, on that day, the souls will be reunited with their bodies. But from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the opinion is that the souls will be grouped in different categories. There are different categories of disbelievers, different categories of the believers. Among the believers, there would be prophets, messengers, then the siddiqeen, then the shuhada, and so on and so forth. Awliya Allah. So they'll be grouped accordingly. And in the same way, among the disbelievers and the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are different grades. Waizal mawudatu soilat. And when the girl child buried alive is questioned, bi'ayyi zambin qutilat, for what sin of her she was slain and buried alive. This was the custom with the Arabs in that jahiliyah, that they were very much ashamed when they were told that a daughter has been born to them. And most of them used to take the daughter and bury it alive, dig a pit and put her in it and then throw the sand over her. So now, instead of saying that the people will be asked, why did you bury your daughter? No, the scene is that baby, she will be asked, due to what mistake of yours you were slain? Why is that suhufu nushirat? And when the records of the deeds, they will be laid open. These are your records. Iqra kitabak, kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Wa idha as-sama'u kushitat. And when the heaven is stripped off, laid bare. Wa idha al-jahim su'irat. And when the hell will be set ablaze. Wa idha al-jannatu uzlifat. And when the garden is brought near. Alimat nafsum ma ahdarat. On that day, every soul shall come to know what it has sent before for itself. All his deeds are there. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Every soul will come to know that this is what I had sent before coming to this world. I had already sent these deeds of mine here. Now the second part of this surah, it discusses the same issue which is discussed in the beginning of Suratul Najm. Sight of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in his original angelic form twice. Once on the ufuk, on the horizon, and once in the Sidratil Muntaha, on the day, on the night of the ascension, Miraj. So there's the same issue is, because most more important issues are, as a rule, discussed in the Quran at least twice. Now here, there, you know, what Najm started with the oath, one Najm iza hawa. Here also you find, فَلَا أُخْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَصْعَصَ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ. I swear by the receding stars, moving swiftly and hiding. And I swear by the night when it departs, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ, and by the morning when it breathes, starts breathing, you know, because activity is going to start after the morning, as if morning is breathing. Innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem. Verily, surely, definitely, this is the speech of a noble messenger. And here by the noble messenger is meant Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. In Suratul Haqqah, the noble messenger, innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem, was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we have read in Suratul Hajj, Allahu yastafi min al malaikati rusulam wa min al nas. So this is word of God, word of Allah. From Allah, it came to Jibreel. From Jibreel, it came to Muhammad. And from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people knew it. So this is the speech of Jibreel also. And we can say this is the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it came out of the mouth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was not sent down, written on anything. It was sent on his heart, and the people came to know it through the mouth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is called of Rasul. But both are Rasul. Jibreel is Rasul number one. He is the Rasul from among the angels. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Rasul number two. He is the messenger from among the human beings. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ. There we heard, ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. These were the, you know, condition of Hazrat Jibreel described in Surah Al-Najm. Here, ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ. He is endued with power. And he has a high position near the Lord of the throne, Zil Arsh Makin, Muta'in Samma Amin. He is obeyed by the angels. And at the same time, he is trustworthy. Whatever message is given to him, he conveys it exactly in the same form. Wama Sahibukum Majnoon. And your friend, your man, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The same word came in Suratul Najm. Ma walla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. Your man, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's from amongst you. He's a Qarshi from the tribe of Quraysh. And he has not gone mad. And here, ma sahibukum bi majnoon. He is not possessed. No evil spirit has possessed him. He has not gone crazy. وَلَقَدْ رَاهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ. He saw the angel, Jibreel, at the clear horizon. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينِ. It has been interpreted in two ways. He is not miserly in conveying the unseen. Whatever knowledge of the unseen comes to him, he conveys to the people. He is not miserly, doesn't keep it to himself. And the second meaning, he is not the seeker of the unseen. He doesn't want that the unseen should be disclosed to him. It is being disclosed to him by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed him as a messenger. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Anyhow, this is not the speech of an accursed Satan. فَأَيْنَ تَزْهَبُونَ. So where are you heading? Where are you going? In هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. This Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both are nothing but an admonition to the worlds, to all the peoples, all the nations of the world. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ. To whomsoever of you who wills to go straight, whosoever wants to take to the straight path, for him, this is the guidance. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. And your wishing will also be of no avail, unless Allah also wishes. You want to do something? Allah gives the permission, then you can do it. So even your wishing and your deciding something is not sufficient, but Allah's permission is required. Illa an yasha Allahu Rabbul Alameen, except as Allah wills, the Lord of the worlds. Now the second surah of this pair is as sama, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, is as sama un fatarat. Now here these ayat depicting the condition of that as-sa'a are limited in number. Four. There we had so many. But here, very brief. Is a sama'un fatarat, when the heaven will be split asunder. Wa idhal kawakibun tasarat, and when the stars will be fallen and scattered. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ, and when the seas and oceans are flowed out and dried up. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ, and when the graves will be overturned. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ وَأَخَّرَتْ, every soul will know what it sent forward and what it left behind. I described it, explained that these are the two aspects of our deeds that we are doing in this world. One is that we are sending before going to that world, during this lifetime, whatever we are doing, it is going ahead of us. But when we die, we leave something. The legacy is there. Maybe we have left something very good and it is very beneficial for the people. Maybe you have established an institution from which the people are benefiting and getting the knowledge of Quran. So this will keep on giving you credit in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what you left behind. Maybe you left your sons and daughters as good Muslims, good mu'mins. And so they will be, which we call sadqa jariya. This is actually a virtue that will continue. So every soul will come to know what it had forwarded beforehand and what it had left behind. Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. This is the third place in the Quran, then this concept is discussed. Oh man, what has seduced you regarding your Lord the Gracious? This is a very effective and very dangerous, you know, attack of Satan. He says, okay, go on doing what you are doing. Allah is forgiving. Allah is merciful. Don't worry. Go on. Continue. So what he's saying is true. Allah is merciful. No doubt. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, he is very strict in punishment also. Both things have to be kept side by side, simultaneously. And there should be a balance. Bain al-khawf wa al-raja. Otherwise, you will go to this way or that way. You will leave the straight path. It's necessary that you should have hope. Allah will do try as best as you can. And then hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the shortcoming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. But also keep the fear, maybe, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes him for that. So Satan would say, go, do harm. He, Allah is forgiving, Allah is merciful. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. What has beguiled or seduced you concerning your gracious Lord? Allazi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalak. Who created you, then fashioned you, then proportioned you rightly. Fi ayya suratim ma shaa rakkabak. Into whatever form he willed, he composed you. Whatever features he wanted, he gave you. So, he has done all these things for testing you. And what is the use of testing? If all are going to be forgiven, what's the use? This is all exercise in futility. No. Kalla bal tukazzibuna biddeen. If you are thinking in that way, actually you are belying the reward. Malik yawmiddeen. He is the authority on the day of judgment. But judgment, what's the use of judgment? If there is forgiveness for everybody, then what this judgment for? And what this trial? And what this test? Everything becomes absolutely meaningless. Kalla bal tukazzibuna biddeen. Nay, but you are belying the reward. Wa inna alaykum lahafizeen. Although we have put over you appointed guardians, kiraman katibin. Surely over you are appointed guardians who are noble writers. You have two of them. They are writing everything, recording everything, every deed of yours, every action of yours, every word you utter being recorded. Kiraman katib. What for then? If no reward is to be given, if no punishment is to be given, then why this? Inna labrara lafi na'im. Surely, people will be divided on that day. The pious shall be in bliss, who fulfilled their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their creator and their master. They will be in bliss, in blessings. Wa innal fujjara lafi jaheem. And surely, the miscreants, the transgressors, those who were disobedient to their Lord, they will be in the hell. Yaslawnaha yawmaddeen. And they will enter it on the day of judgment. This is the yawmuddeen, which we say in Suratul Fatiha, Maliki yawmuddeen. Wama hum anha bighaibeen. And once entered it, they will not be absent from it. They will have no place to run. No place to hide. No place to have any refuge. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. And what will make you realize? How can you imagine what this day of judgment is? ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Again, how can you visualize, how you can understand what this day of judgment would be? How grave, how hard. يَوْمَنْ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبَدِ السَّبَاءُ مُنْفَطِرٌ بِهِ. That day, يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. The day when no soul should be helpful for another soul. Nobody will be helped to help either his father or mother or son or daughter or wife or husband. No, nothing. يَوْمَ لَا تَمْلِكُ نَفْسٌ لِنَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. No soul will have any power to be helpful for the another soul. Wal amru yawma izil lillah. And the authority and command that day will be exclusively in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as we have read before, it will be shouted, called, limanil mulkul yawm lillahil wahidil qahhar. To whom belongs the sovereignty today? In the world you said you are sovereign. But to whom belongs the sovereignty today? Lillahi al-wahid al-qahhar. Sovereignty today belongs to only Allah, who is alone, al-wahid al-qahhar. Suratul Mutaffifin. This and Suratul Inshiqaq, which comes later, they are a pair. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ Woe to the mean defrauders. You know, if somebody is selling something and giving by mayor, and he is not filling the mayor to its full, so he's defrauding the purchaser. But how mean it is. How much can he gain through it? In the same way, somebody is, you know, weighing something to give to his customer, and you know he gives a jerk to his hand, and he will gain something, but what? How much? Maybe a few grams in a kilogram, that's all. So actually mean defrauding. Not a big fraud, not a very big gain, very small gain. This is tough, mutaffifeen, who are selling their faith for very, very, very small price. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ Woe to the mean defrauders. الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ Who, when they take mayor from the people, they take full. When they are taking something, someone else is mayoring something for him, he takes full. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ But when they mayor for others or weigh for them, يُقْسِرُونَ They diminish it. أَلَا يَذُنَّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ Now this is to be pondered over carefully. This small action, but it shows something very big. It means he doesn't know or he doesn't believe that a day is to come when he will be resurrected and he will be questioned for each and every deed of his. The deed is very small. But what is this denoting is very big. أَلَا يَزُنَّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ Don't they think that they shall be resurrected and raised up? لَيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ On the might day, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ The day when the people will stand before the Lord of the worlds. The whole mankind will be standing for that accountability, for that reckoning. Kalla, inna kitab al-fujjari lafi sijjin. Verily the records of the miscreants will be in sijjin. Wama adraka ma sijjin. And what will make you realize what sijjin is? Kitabun marqoom. A register inscribed, written. Waluin yawma yazil lil mukazzibin. Now we have read this وَيْلٌ يَوْمَ يَذِلِّ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ It was repeated 10 times in Surah Al-Mursalat. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَ يَذِلِّ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ Woe to those people who belied the messengers on that day. أَلَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ Those who belie the coming of the day of judgment. They say no day of judgment is coming. وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَسِيمٍ And nobody belies the day of judgment except the one who is rebellious sinner. Only the rebellious and the sinner, he says that no day of judgment will be coming. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ Whenever ayat are recited unto him, he says, Oh, these are the fables of the ancient. كَلَّا نَي بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Actually, what they have been earning has made their hearts rusting. There is rust on their hearts. And that is why they can't see. And they can't understand. And they can't see that these ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are haq. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعْنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالْآيَاتِ وَذِكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ